Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Making me a little nervous back there. I don't know if it was going to be Benatar, it was going to be Gorillaz, some Kalikitaka. We all right? Saturday, September. We all right?
Did you say September?
We all right? September. We all right? September.
When is that?
Today is the 21st of September. And Earth, Wind, and Fire's September is getting played by hacky radio producers all across the country. But we've got our own version, Feptember.
Because we're better than them, Hawk. We're better.
Or worse. Or, you have to be worse to come up with Feptember accidentally. When, by the way, you're talking about May. That was the craziest part of that verbal slip-up. I was talking about the month of May, but whatever.
I go half full. I'm a half full guy.
September. We'll do it one more time since it's September 21st. Solana, one more time. I'm sorry. Wasn't, I caught him off guard there. Yeah, my bad.
No, it wasn't really prepared for two plays, segment. You know?
I figured you'd be playing it all day long, all right. So I didn't think I'd catch you off guard.
Right. Making me a little nervous back there. I don't know if it was going to be Benatar, it was going to be Gorillaz, some Kalikitaka. We all right?
Saturday, September. We all right?
Did you say September?
We all right?
September. We all right? Of September. That is tonight, ladies and gentlemen. 21st night of September.
All right. September. Since we last spoke, the Heat lost to the Celtics, so they are still up 2-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Hurricanes beat Louisville convincingly on Saturday night, and I think they got Hurricanes fans very excited nationwide watching De'Aaron King. And I'm telling you, I'm in love with this Cameron Harris. That guy can run. You saw Brevin Jordan real early. You had called for him after game one. Like, where's Brevin Jordan? You saw him real early. And then you had Dolphins losing yesterday to the Bills. Now, we'll talk about that, obviously. But Josh Allen shredded them. It was, I'm guessing, being a former middle linebacker yourself, had to be painful to watch the defense.
Yeah, about the end of the third, I just started yelling, get him. And when I do that, that's just all scheme out the window, all analysis gone. I'm just yelling, get him. Yeah, bro, you know what? And one thing, I'll tell you, we're talking about our show. One thing we do, we'll admit when we're wrong. And I've been criticizing Josh Allen for a long time. Bro, this young man got better this season. Accuracy, bro, those crossing routes were on the damn money.
On the money, we do admit when we're wrong. I sent out a tweet yesterday that said only Ryan Tannehill is great. So I've obviously come around on him. Look, it's Miami FSU week as well. Beat FSU week. College game day is going to be in town this Saturday. And Canes FSU will be the primetime game Saturday night on ABC. Speaking of primetime.
Without their head coach because he's sick.
Because he's sick. Norvell. Although I saw a funny response to the tweet. Someone tweeted out, you know, I guess it was this Saturday morning. Mike Norvell will be has tested positive for COVID, will not coach the UM-FSU game. And someone responded with like, well, he didn't coach last week either. So is it really that much of a change?
Advantage, get him off the sideline. Yeah. Now
terrible
we got a
start to the season for them. And then speaking of prime time, the Dolphins are on prime time this week. Thursday night football. I don't know where to start. Like, there's so much to cover. We'll do 15 minutes of Heat in about 10 minutes or so, as we do every day, but we'll bounce around all day. I don't know where to start. And I guess, as much as I want to celebrate the Hurricanes, and we will do so, Gino Toretta will join us today, the Heisman Trophy winner. I guess we start with the Dolphins. There does seem to be a problem on defense, though, because Josh Allen, while his accuracy did look good, he had all the time in the world, and the receivers were wide open a lot. You know what I was marveling yesterday, last night, was watching that Seattle-New England game. I mean, Seattle receivers, they're draped by New England defenders, and they're coming up with the ball. That's impressive. The Bills seemed to have receivers that were just wide open, so... I don't know what to do with all that because there's a lot of money back there.
In Benogany and Needham, we saw why they don't start or why they aren't ready for this league. Bro, I'll tell you what. Stephon Diggs ran that crosser. That was overthrown, the early one, but then Byron Jones grabbed his groin. I had the video game noise in my mind. Game over. Like, you just knew. I said, so who's going to cover John Brown now and Diggs? And they decided to put Xavier on John Brown. And Stephon Diggs, what, he have 150?
I mean, like, that may have been a mistake, though, right? That may have been a mistake not to at least. When Diggs is killing you, to move Xavier over to him.
Yeah. No, I was there. I was there, too. Especially when you saw that he was the number – on those crosses, bro, that's all they were running. And it's another thing, too. I called for man. We talked about it last week. I'm like, bro, stack the box. Don't let them run. You can't let somebody else, after the Patriot game, 217 rushing, you can't let another team run for 217. So stack the box and play man. You have a lot of, you know, your DBs are highly paid. But you can't just show your damn hand all game. Bro, they were at the line, chest to chest, bump every play. If you tell an NFL quarterback, I don't care who it is, exactly the coverage you're in, he's going to beat it. And that's why they kept running crossers. So I need to get a little deeper when I tell the Dolphin defense what to do. Disguise. Like, trick somebody pre-snap, please. Bro, everybody knew the coverage. We knew they were man. Hawk, you knew they were in man. Solana, you knew they were in man. And actually, Hawk, if you have quick feet, maybe we can get you at the slot corner. Because I will tell you this. We do not have a slot corner on this team because the fact that even if – think about this. Even if Byron Jones didn't get hurt, Cole Beasley was destroying Nick Needham in the slot. He had like four PIs on him. We have two good corners if they can get healthy. But, bro, that secondary is not what I thought it was going to be, and I'll admit that as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people found that out yesterday, and that's a scary notion moving forward. So there's a ton to cover. Canes looking good. Dolphins not so much. Heat, a little bit of a hiccup Saturday night. I don't know if that's a wake-up call, if it's an alarm's going off, or it's just that, hey, gentlemen sweep. You're not going to sweep Boston 4-0 and you move on. Marlins, I believe the magic number is 6. There's so much to get to. Let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana and try to jam in, I'd say, about 14 hours worth of content into the next 4 hours.
It's my specialty, really. You know how I keep it quick. Let's start off with the Marlins. They play
today. But
enough
of your sex life. Hey! There it is.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He'll sing as he singles on. We'll start looking at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's going to be one of the great quarterbacks ever played in college football. Go Tigers.
Hawk and Crowder.
I don't want to start a big thing. I'm just going to read you a tweet from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald yesterday.
And you tell me if there's any validity to it. Just validity. Justin Herbert has been good today and probably should remain starter. Now, we know Anthony Lynn said that Tyrod Taylor, if he was healthy, he will return as starter. But Justin Herbert did look good yesterday. Barry Jackson tweets also, Joe Burrow has been very good. Biggest potential issue for the Dolphins would be if losing continues, but defense, not Fitzpatrick, is the reason. Do you stick with Fitz much or most of the year in that circumstance? And then he writes, conundrum, with an exclamation point. And it is a conundrum, because at what point, if the Dolphins aren't winning, even though it's the defense's fault, it would appear, if the Dolphins aren't winning, how long do you allow Tua Tagovailoa to not get game experience when guys like Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow are looking good in weeks one and two?
Y'all want Tua to cover Stephon Diggs? Come on, guys. Like, we can't ask this man
it's
to
not
do
for
that.
Win. It's not for wins, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get him game time at some point. So if the and I know it's kind of counterintuitive, right? What if the offense is doing all right and Ryan Fitzpatrick looks fine, and he looked good yesterday. He was fine. He had a good stat line. But yeah, if the defense is bad, do you just flip over to Tua just to get him game experience?
Fitzy went, and this is, and with, let's just leave everything set. Let's leave the defense. And honestly, and I'm the defense right now is upsetting me. Y'all know I love a good sound defense. So it's pissing me off, but let's say the exact defense did what they did. Fitzy was 31 for 47 for 328, two touchdowns, no interceptions. If Tua was 32 for 47 with 338 and three touchdowns, we would have won the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if it's so, just everything we had laid out, what if Tua is better, and I believe Tua should be better and will be better than Fitzy. Even when Fitzy has good games, and this is the devil advocate side of it, because I don't think they should put Fitzy in the game right now with what's going on with the Dolphins.
You don't think they should put Tua in the game?
Tua, yeah. like what? Mike Gesicki's our best offensive weapon. I don't know if y'all realize that. Mike Gesicki
is
our most...
He had a game, man. Bro, he had a hit. That one catch was unbelievable.
The one-handed? But, bro, yep. eight for 130? That's a Dolphin record for a tight end. You're talking about some... Our buddy Randy McMichael and all of them. Like, we're talking about some guys that we respect. Joe Rose was more of a blocker, let's be honest. But we...
He doesn't have those kind of game numbers?
If a quarterback threw Joe Rose the ball eight times, they would cut him. What are you throwing at his head?
But they didn't even want him throwing at him eight times during warm-ups when he was just playing catch.
Now, Joe, go in the locker room. We don't even want them to get comfortable with you catching the ball.
We can't even eat our Jell-O after looking at you catch that ball.
I can see the fans. How can we see Twitter? We see Instagram.
Oh, 305.
Dolly.
God bless Dolly.
Thank you, Pitbull. Go ahead.
Hawk, we see. We always got to let Pitbull get his off.
Yeah.
But I see Twitter, bro. I see Instagram. I see all the posts. I can see why they want just to see Tua. And it was funny because if the Dolphins were winning, they don't want to see him. If the Dolphins were losing but the offense is playing well, they don't want to see him. But then now, like, they're losing and the defense is playing bad. But to the point what I just made, and I heard that, and somebody actually on Twitter was arguing with me, like, what if Tua would have threw for 300 or 400 yards or 380? Like, they could have won that game. I can see your argument. I just don't want to throw Tua in this fire right now with the offensive line developing. Fitzy was sacked three times. A lot of them, I would say two of the three were coverage sacks. He was back there 5-6 seconds. He got to just throw the ball out of bounds. This is a decision that Flores is going to have to make. And I would say now, because I've been saying put him on the shelf. I think this process, Hawk, is being – pushed up. Yes. I was talking about week 7 or 8. Remember, I was like, hey, week 7, 8, let's revisit Tua in week 7 or 8. I think we should revisit Tua after this Jacksonville game on Thursday night.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if they have a very stagnant offense Thursday night and the defense gets obliterated by Minshew, which could happen, by the way, then you're 0-3 and not much. Who's the fourth game against? I don't even know. Who's it against, Solana? Do you have any
Seattle.
Idea?
Oh, never mind. Week 5.
Oh, my God.
Let's go
Are
week
you kidding
5.
Me? Seattle's game 4?
Oh, my goodness. Why would they do that?
Hold on. I'm going to lay down here on my Jets. Floor when for a second. Just give me a second.
Listen,
I'm going to lay down.
You know what?
You play the Niners.
When do we play the Jets?
That's another funny story, too, man. They come out. They have a whole week of just, you know, bad pub. And then the owner comes out and gives Adam Gase a vote of confidence and whatever. First play, Raheem Mostert, 80 yards for a touchdown. I mean, just comical. Comical.
You play the Jets on back-to-back weeks, by the way. Week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, week 10 and week – I think there's a bye in between. And then
I wonder who the coach
game.
Is going to be of the Jets by then.
One of these offensive line coaches that are in over his head, too.
Okay,
let me – we're doing this Tua talking. That's just because when I heard Seattle's the next game, I didn't know after Jaguars. Hawk, do you want to throw Tua in versus the Seahawks defense? That's a no. What about the 49er defense?
Nope.
What about the Bronco defense? What about the Charger defense with Bosa and Ingram? What about the Ram defense with damn Aaron Donald?
Boy,
what about
they
the
have
Cardinals?
A tough schedule, man. They
what
have
about
a
the
tough
Cardinals?
Schedule.
And Hawk, I think the Cardinals are going to go to the playoffs this year.
I love Kyler Murray. I love that dude.
Bro, did you see him juke out both those safeties for
those
rushing touchdowns?
God.
Oh, my God.
I love that dude.
I think Solana might have hit it, bro. Let him go back-to-back week 10 and week 11 against the Jets. How great would that be for his self-esteem?
Right. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe the I can't believe the schedule.
Yeah, this is a tough run. I didn't know
it
was tough.
I have to unpin my tweet about 16-0. All right, let's get headlines real quick here with Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, 16-0, not looking too good right now, Hawk.
I know. I feel like they still could potentially pull it out, but maybe. It'll depend a lot on Thursday.
Huh? Huh? Crowder, how does that work?
Dan, is it possible for the 16-0 to still happen?
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
All right, there we go. Okay. A little World Cup action here.
Dan makes everything better.
He really does.
Put your vuvuzela away, Dan.
Hey, there's a good soccer reference. That sounds more like a trombone.
Or an animal dying.
I was going to say, it sounds like death.
All right, headlines, Solandria.
Yeah, the Dolphins, they did lose 31-28, as we just talked. Josh Allen finished with 4 touchdowns, 417 yards. Huh. Ryan Fitzpatrick,
unbelievable.
Ryan Fitzpatrick graded out pretty decently though. Like he had a good game.
Yeah, he had 2 TDs, right? No picks.
Yeah, 328 yards. So they'll be in Jacksonville.
100 of them were trash time. Now let's be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that drive at the end killed us. We had the Bills. We had the Bills minus 6, and they drove down for that easy peasy touchdown when the Bills stopped caring.
To be fair,
Fitzy has too many kids to give up on a game because he can't get like he just you know he always working man. That's we have a problem, man. We shouldn't bet against the Dolphins.
I know. We got exposed for a bad choice.
We really did.
The Dolphins guys, they lose by 3, and clearly there's holes everywhere, right? As you guys have been talking. But to be fair, they lose by 3, and there was a goal line situation. A touchdown pass was dropped by Preston Williams.
Oh, boy, Preston Williams. We didn't even talk about him yet. I mean, come on, dude. That ball has to be caught, but there's other ones.
Yeah.
He's dropping. He's slipping. Who did I see? Like,
that
he
first,
had, like,
that first
8
one
targets
on the, right
the first line. Game and 7 targets the second game. And like, just, yeah, it was not pretty.
He catches that. To be fair, it's a different ball game. I think it's fair to say that. It is a different ball game.
Now, Fitzpatrick did zing that one, though. He zinged it.
But, Hawk, Mike Gesicki just reached behind the DB's head and caught the ball. And this dude, it hit him. Bro, it hit him literally in his navel. It bust his belly button open, and he couldn't catch it.
The Miami Hurricanes, they beat Louisville 47-34 on Saturday. The
Talk about it.
Is back.
Talk about it.
Miami has moved up to number 12 in the AP poll.
Now, how is it possible that Florida is ahead of them in the AP poll?
You're about to see this weekend against Ole Miss. You're going to see. No, I'll tell you this, bro. Harris, Knighton, and Cheney. Y'all got a little stable. Remember, I kept asking the question, is it a full running back room or a stable? Bro, I think y'all got a stable of backs at UM.
How about the Dolphins' stable of running backs? Breida and Howard can't even crack the can't even crack the field because Gaskins. He looks fine. I'm not like he's obviously good.
So Hawk, so why do you pay the guys?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. Look, I don't know. He just looks good though.
What right now, Jordan Howard, I think, has 15 carries on the season for 12 yards or something. Bro, like –
two touchdowns,
why?
Though. Two touchdowns.
He scored a touchdown. Oh, he had two.
Well, he had one in week one in New England, and then he had one yesterday as well.
He's going to have 10 touchdowns, 80 yards rushing.
Anyways, we'll continue Thursday night football tonight. You have – the first game ever at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas against the Saints playing the Raiders. 8:20 p.m. The Saints favored by 5.5 tonight, guys.
All right.
Hey, Hawk, I think you brought it up, but old John Gruden getting a little thick, ain't he?
Bro, like thick. Like he put on at least 30 pounds.
You can see it in his neck.
Oh, my God, I'm not kidding you, yeah.
How your neck gaining weight? My neck doesn't gain weight. Like, it goes to my stomach. He's gaining in his neck.
Yeah. Well, listen, you become a part owner of the Raiders. You all of a sudden, you start eating well. What do they got? They got a Smith and Walensky over there? Yeah, he's doing fine.
Morton's.
He's good.
I love that. They got a Smith and Walensky over there? You know, just in general, like over in Vegas? Yeah, he'll be fine.
Game two between the Lakers and Nuggets last night was a thriller. Mason Plumlee is exiled from Colorado once they return home from the bubble.
Goodness gracious. Where was he going? Did he was trying to get under LeBron's jersey. How are you going to play defense on Anthony Davis under LeBron's jersey?
I got him, coach. He's not getting the ball, son.
Hey, if I stand behind this guy, no one will see me.
Come on, Plum.
Greg Popovich should retire. I want him to retire right now for choosing Plumlee over Bam Adebayo.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, what are we doing here?
Man, he regrets it.
Game three is tomorrow, 9 p.m. Lakers Nuggets, and then the Heat, they'll look to bounce back against Boston. Game four is on Wednesday night.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, guys. You mentioned Justin Herbert. They ended up losing, the Chargers, that is, in overtime, but Justin Herbert outdueled Patrick Mahomes.
He looked good. He did. Yeah, he looked good.
Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be sidelined a couple weeks with an ankle injury, and Saquon Barkley, he has a torn ACL, guy, so he's out for the rest of the season. And the Marlins, they'll play the Braves tonight. They're three games back in the division. If they sweep the Braves, they will be ahead and have the division lead, and they control their own destiny because there's only a couple games left for the Marlins. Trevor Rogers is on the mound tonight, 7:10 p.m. Finally, guys, on this day in 1998, El Gordo y La Flaca premiered on Univision.
Now that, if my Spanish serves me well, would translate to the fat and the thin?
The fat guy and the thin lady, yeah.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, very popular.
That's all rich guys' relationships, right?
Yeah, I'm going to imagine that probably describes John Gruden's marriage.
Now, yes it is. Bro, come on. Bro, Chucky. When did Chucky start eating?
Yeah, they should have called him. Should have called him Chunky.
There we go. Rim shot.
Thank you.
John Gruden's going to like Andy Reid in about 3 months. You're like, who is that? Chucky, what's going on?
Anything else, Solana?
El Gordo y La Flaca, by the way, very iconic TV show down here in South Florida. If you grew up, your abuela or your tío and tía always had it on when you got home from school. Reminds me of our
what
show.
What channel?
Univision. No, I mean, you have El Gordo y El like Otro Gordo.
I thought you said it reminds you of our show. Like, when you go home, your abuela or your tío has our show on.
No, not exactly.
I was so confused. I'm like, really? They do? In Little Havana? You go to abuela's house and she's got Hochman and Crowder rocking?
No, not exactly, no.
What kind of grandma do y'all have? All my grandmas I know listen to us.
Let's get to weather. It's sponsored by Joel Hillman Plumbers, your trusted plumbers for over 33 years. Today, they continue to service all of South Florida just as they always have. When you have a plumbing issue, they're available 24/7. Log on to joelhillmanplumbers.com so they can help. Your friends at Joel Hillman Plumbers wish you all the best in these trying times. Right.
Excellent
now,
text, Solana. Somebody says, John Gruden, big fan of Earl of Sandwich.
That fool Montague's no joke, man.
Yeah, no. You're in Vegas. You're going to get the best. And Earl of Sandwich right there at the food court at Planet Hollywood.
He got a Montague stuck in his damn neck yesterday when I saw him. Bro, Gruden blew my mind when I saw that picture yesterday. I was like, wow, John.
Great if tonight he doesn't have a mask on. He's got a full Montague taped to his mouth.
On a chain, and he just leans down and takes a bite every now and then.
Right. His mask is a slice of pizza. With like a pepperoni necklace to keep it up.
Come on, Big John. He used to be Chucky. Come on, Big John. Derek, throw the out.
When he pulls their masks down to talk, he takes a bite of the slice.
Get you a bit of this. You cramp and eat some of my pepperoni. Got salt in it.
That is your weather.
All right. Let's try to sneak in the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday night in the next segment of Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Fine-ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody texts in, the tubes! Exclamation point. I was thinking the same thing. Good song, Solana. Somebody says Gruden's mask tonight will be a CPAP machine.
Boy, you
That's
know he
good.
Snores.
That
you know he
good.
Snores now. He snores when he's awake.
That is an excellent text. Well done, texter. All right, so Don Bailey Jr., if you listen to this show, you know that he is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes broadcasts and another stellar pregame broadcast and postgame on the Miami Hurricanes Football Network, all produced by Victor Bermudez. He does a fantastic job with the broadcasts. Now, during the game, Don Bailey Jr. tries to sneak in some of the calls that we give him. We usually are joined by DBJ on Thursdays. Might have to do it Wednesday this week, Solana, because Thursday is going to be a strange day with the Dolphins playing on Thursday Night Football. But anyway, DBJ gave all four calls that we gave him, except the, I have nipples. Can you milk me?
I have nipples, Greg. Yeah. Could you milk me?
He's not going to do that one, so that didn't work. Yeah. But we did, we started giving this to him last season, never did it, and he finally worked it in on Saturday night. Do you have the clip of Kuliki Taka that we gave him?
Kuliki Taka Ting, Kuliki Taka Ta, Kuliki Taka Ting.
Now, I have not heard this. This can't be good. You're describing it as good, Solana. You're telling me it's good?
Well, I didn't describe it as good. I said DBJ may have given us his best effort of all time. And I stand by that.
Okay, so it does not. In other words, will I be able to tell a difference between Don Bailey Jr. and Tonio Rosario?
Let's just listen to the tape and you decide yourself.
All right, let's hear it.
A 57-yard field goal attempt. Snap comes back. Borealis hits it. It's wobbling toward the uprights. It's wobbling. It is going to be good! It's good from 57 yards! Jose Borealis, a 57-yard field goal! Miami leads it 20-6. with room to spare. He has got an iron leg. 57-yard field goal.
Kuleki takati, kuleki takata, kuleki takati, kuleki takata. Congratulations. It might be a record kick, Joseph.
I have no idea what you just said, but I'm right there with you, my friend. 57-yard kick.
That is kuleki kulataka. What? What did he do?
Kuleki takati, kuleki takata, kuleki takati, kuleki takata.
Oh my God! I think he's cursing in there. I think the way he's doing it, it's a curse.
Kuleki takati, kuleki takata, kuleki takati, kuleki takata.
Oh, how y'all get my stomach hurting at 3:30?
That is
how y'all
excellent.
Do it? Y'all did it early today, man. Goodness gracious.
One of the other lines we gave Don Bailey Jr. for Saturday when we do our movie reviews with Jen Figueroa, our own Dan Day, voiced the open for it. And to grab everyone's attention, he yelled, "Cinema!" And we've always delighted in that. Cinema!
Cinema!
Right, that is Dan Day. And so we asked Don Bailey Jr. to blurt out cinema in a moment that is not worthy of blurting out cinema. And then when Joe looks at him like, what? Just to forge ahead as if nothing odd had happened. Just to drop in cinema and move ahead with the broadcast as if nothing happened, no context. Let's hear how he did.
Eric King from the shotgun from the 25, moving left to right. First down, handoff, Harris. He steers it to the right side, across the 30, 35, 40. Harris to midfield, here we go. He's at the 40, he's at the 30 with one man to beat at the 20. 15, 10, 5, he dives for the end zone. Touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's an 80-yard glorious touchdown run for Cameron Harris.
Nothing but cinema.
What?
It didn't make sense, but it made it great.
Nothing but cinema. Did Joe react to it at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. Nothing but cinema. Like nothing
cinema.
But net? All right. Okay.
Cinema.
A little confused by it, but all right. Then we gave them. Now this is how do I do that? Did they both do their parts here, Solana?
They both did their parts here, Hawk.
All right. So play. We gave DBJ this.
This is the rhythm of the night.
And then later in that song, we gave Joe Zagacki this.
Ritmo.
Come on.
So you're saying that he did Rhythm of the Night and Joe Zagacki threw in a ritmo?
They were par for the course.
Come on. Come
All
on.
Right, let's hear it.
No way.
Did that make sense there? I don't know. I've
no,
never
it
said
did
that
not.
Before.
It didn't, but we're so crunched for time today that I didn't.
Why do you try to steal phrases
it's
you don't
kind
know?
Like, it is, I'm assuming that it's as bad as the first two, so it's par for the course. So it kind of does make sense. Yeah. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
King's going to throw. He's got a man.
Get
at
it.
The 40. Wide open. Jalen Knighton. He might go all the way. He's at the 20. 15. Here we go. 10. 5. Jalen Knighton. He goes 75 yards for a Miami touchdown. Knighton takes it all the way home. Back to back. 75 yard touchdowns for Miami. Are you kidding?
We know the rooster can run, and now we know he can catch.
Knighton from King, 75 yards for a touchdown, 33-20 Miami.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Ritmo.
Oh, so. Bro, this is a top three game. They killed it this week.
How would you describe a gringo with no rhythm? Ritmo.
Ritmo.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Ritmo. Ritmo.
Oh, that's great.
Solana, it might be a top three, bro. You might have hit it. They are killing this.
I can't get that out of my head. Ritmo. What does that remind me of? That is fantastic. And then we gave them another call and response. When I move, you move. Just like that. Go ahead, play this.
No.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
All right. I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Ball to Miami 44. Cunningham backs up. Now drifts to his left. Here comes McLeod. The
get
ball,
that ball.
And McLeod has it for Miami. And that's the ball game. That's the ball game. McLeod recovers the fumble. Miami is celebrating and bring the curtains down on the show and in Louisville, Kentucky.
How about that? Your Miami Hurricanes slam the door. And you know, Joe, when I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Oh, they bailed after two?
They got bailed.
They got cold feet after two?
Totally bailed. Totally bailed. Joe Z went back to reading stats.
That's great.
Well, fellas,
Joe Z's
all in, though, man. He hit a Ritmo and a Just Like That.
He really didn't hit a Ritmo, though. He hit a Ritmo.
Ritmo.
Wow, that is great.
Man. We should push the envelope this year.
Oh,
they're all in. We got to push
the
envelope
with
this year.
They are down with it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. That is great. That is Ritmo. Great. Ritmo. I love that. All right. Well done, Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki. And don't forget, you'll be able to hear the Canes FSU game Saturday on 560 WQAM, The Joe. Speaking of Canes FSU, Gino Toretta in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's regain our composure. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Ritmo.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Gino Toretta, not only Heisman Trophy winner, he is a two-time national champion with our Miami Hurricanes. He is enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he has been known to reside in the Heisman House every now and then. I was waiting to see you on Saturday. I didn't see you Saturday in the Heisman House. Gino Toretta joining us. Hello, Gino.
I didn't get any of that that nice little commercial bump in income there at the end of the year, but I guess
you didn't get the Heisman House money this year.
If I wasn't in the commercial, they weren't sending me a check.
Well, usually they do a bunch of versions of it. So sometimes you're in it, sometimes you're not.
It's literally 2 days of from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. All those commercials are taped in the same 2 days, and it's all the guys descend upon the Heisman House, and you're knocking it out. There's some long days, but I first got to get on Hawk. How can you have a Mount Rushmore of Bill Murray?
I knew this was coming.
Caddy Shack is not number one. First off, I didn't even know Bill Murray's in any other movies besides Caddyshack. So Caddyshack and Groundhog Day, and then I don't even know if it. Okay, Ghostbusters, whatever. But then the two of you have not even seen Schitt's Creek, dude.
No,
Gino?
Schitt's Creek, the show on Netflix, Channing. Listen, I thought the radio too. I know I'm not supposed to spell S-C-H-I-T-T.
Right, S-C-H.
Absolutely. But all I'm telling you, I'm telling both of you, and I'm not one of those guys where, oh, this won all these awards and this is an Academy Award, because we all been to those movies where you're like, this one, what? It is the worst and most god-awful thing I've ever seen. Y'all will just start watching Schitt's Creek and you will laugh. It'll be, it's five seasons.
It won every Emmy, so it's got to be pretty damn good. I have to explain a little bit on this Bill Murray Mount Rushmore, because I didn't even mention it today. So I tweeted out this morning, in honor of Bill Murray's 70th birthday today, here's the Mount Rushmore of Bill Murray movies. And I did Stripes, Meatballs, Tootsie, and Wild Things. And the response to it, because you retweeted it, and Tommy Hutton, and Dave Hyde, and so now
Rex Chapman liked it, and the moment he likes something, everybody's... So now it's like I'm just being inundated all show long with people calling me an idiot, and here's the secret. I totally goofed up this Mount Rushmore because for some reason in my head, I was conflating Bill Murray's role in Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman's. So Tootsie absolutely does not belong on this Mount Rushmore.
I didn't even know he was in Tootsie.
I know. He's in it for like 3 minutes. It was such a mistake, but whatever. It got the response, but I totally screwed it up. And I'm just letting all these responses come in. But I don't believe he belongs on... I don't believe Caddyshack belongs on the Bill Murray Mount Rushmore because I thought he was like the fifth best thing in that movie. I should have had Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, and Wild Things. I do believe he's great in Wild Things. And look, I saw, you know, Lost in Translation. Like, he's done a lot of great movies. I screwed up with Tootsie in a big way. And I am telling you, I have been inundated with tweets. And I'm just like, all right, whatever.
You should be. I don't even think I've seen Wild Things. I don't remember that one. But it not should, oh shouldn't be on any.
Oh, my God, is that movie good. That movie is so good.
The best golf movie of the planet ever made.
Caddyshack is on the Mount Rushmore of movies. I'm with you. Yes. But that movie is a Chevy Chase movie, then a Ted Knight movie, then a Rodney Dangerfield movie. Like, you know, I didn't even like Bill Murray's character in that movie, to be quite honest.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
Oh, Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green.
It's not Mrs. Green, it's Mrs. Crane. You wore green, you were trying to hide from me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, and Gino, Hawk hates on What About Bob. I love What About Bob.
Hawk hates that movie.
On What About Bob.
Hate that movie.
Yeah, that one, even Groundhog Day. You know, it's monotonous,
but terrible.
You know, you stop and watch it every time it's holiday season, you're always watching it.
Terrible. Terrible.
Not too. All right,
I got to ask about the Hurricanes here before we run out of time because today is the beginning of Hurricane FSU week and they're coming off this real good victory over Louisville. What are we going to say about De'Aaron King, do you think, after this season? Because he looked really good Saturday night. He looked as advertised on Saturday night.
He got better from week one to week two, and you would expect that, you know, only having four spring practices and, you know, basically learning a new language coming from Houston. I think that there's going to be some growing pains. I think that, you know, UAB is obviously you're outmatched. You know, we got the talent level. I think even Louisville was a little bit undersized defensively, and we were able to, you know, just pound the rock. But I've been impressed with what I've seen so far.
And Gino, I was going to ask about the spread, but I have to ask a precursor to this question, and it's going to sound disrespectful, Gino. You know I love you to death. Was the spread invented when you played?
I would say this, Channing. That offense is essentially the formation stuff is the same stuff we're running, whether it was like no tight end, four wide outs, having an open formation, one back in the backfield. There's just one difference. The quarterbacks now, they actually run the option, and they're a viable, you know, ball carrier option. Look at the Patriots doing with Cam Newton and that. When I was playing, or Craig Erickson or Steve Wallace under Erickson's system, we just, you know, we ran the speed option one time, I believe, against Florida State, and I got smoked in the backfield for about a loss of five. So that play was scrapped early. But the concepts of the formations and basically spreading out the defense horizontally was the same stuff we were doing, you know, then. Like last night, Jake, we're watching the NFL, and I don't get to see a lot of it, but you got Cam Newton, who's the largest human being on the football field, and you got a yard and a half, two to get. Why do you bunch up three tight ends in that formation and not spread the field and say, okay, Cam, you're bigger than everybody on the defense. All we got to do is block a few of them. You can run the last dude over and get in. Why do offensive coordinators do that inside the red zone, inside the 5-yard line? It's crazy.
Gino, if they would have spread out, if they'd have had double, they would have extended both sides, that safety would never been able to hit Cam in the knees. We talked about it earlier. If they spread that formation out, Gino, Cam would have scored.
Exactly. You know, that's what I always beg Coach Erickson to do. Let's spread the field. I can run the option. I know I'm good at running the ball. You know, I mean, I have like 32 yards career rushing at Miami.
Hey, so do you like, Gino, do you like what they're doing with De'Eric? Do you like what they're doing with Brevin, the quick stuff to Brevin, you know, the getting – Gino, I was surprised at all the running backs in routes, how they were getting the running backs out of the backfield. They were damn near running empty out of the backfield. Do you like what Lashley's doing with this offense?
I do. It looks very good, especially when you're converting and moving the ball. You know, it's one thing to go fast, but if you're going fast and not getting first downs, you're going to be quickly going to the field, back to the bench. And, you know, I don't like it then, but it looked good. You know, Jordan and Mallory, I mean, you know, two big targets. I thought we had some balls that should have been caught. You know, and then I've been impressed with the running backs. I mean, homeboys can flat out fly out of the backfield. I don't know, the kid from Berlin, he ran a go route down the left sideline. He doesn't know where he's going. But damn, he's getting there fast when he was running.
Hey, Gino, I had to coach against him in high school. I know exactly what you're talking about. The dude is a monster.
Gino Toretta is with us, Heisman Trophy winner. So it's Canes FSU week, which will be Saturday. Obviously, no problem for anybody getting up for this game. College game day is going to be here. Canes are a 9 or a 9.5 point favorite. But this is still a fun week, no, Gino?
Heck yeah, there's no school. Isn't that what Randall Hill used to say? There's no school. You don't have to go to classes this week. Oh, wait, they don't even have classes, do they? With all this Zoom stuff?
I know. It's like everything is so off kilter. But, yeah, no, Miami FSU week, really, to be quite honest, on campus, when campus was thriving and bustling and whatnot, was so special. And then if you'd actually have – you know, college game day on campus, which they're not going to be.
Foot on campus?
Yeah, exactly.
You step foot on campus during the week, but
now you have to do it in your room.
It's going to be crazy on Saturdays, though, on Saturday, just with the, you know, no students at the game, you know, the limited capacity. You know, obviously, you try to, you know, as a player, you know what the game means. But, you know, it's going to be it's definitely going to be different. I mean, I got to tell you, I broadcast the Florida State their first game against Georgia Tech, and it was just eerie at the game. It was like a spring game. You know what I mean? It was like a spring game, and nobody even showed up to that. So I think it's going to be more difficult for players to actually get up, because a lot of times you know, especially the defensive guys, man, that adrenaline starts flowing with the fans and that sort of stuff, and you're not going to have that at any of these games this season. But it's a big deal. I mean, always. I mean, I think that you know, we look good. We look a hell of a lot better than they do. At least from their performance against Georgia Tech. And, you know, we'll see if they can keep getting better, because if you're not getting better, you're getting passed up and getting worse.
And Gino, we talked during the COVID stuff. We talked when sports was canceled, and we were talking about, like, what's football going to look like? You know, I expect more missed tackles. I expected, you know, the offensive timing to be off, maybe a more simpler approach on both sides of the ball. To be honest, Gino, I'm watching the football I've played and watched my whole life. Do you feel the same way about the restart of sports and what you're seeing on the football field?
I do, but I think you're still seeing, Channing, you're seeing enough, like, special teams mistakes. You're seeing injuries, I think, are definitely, whether it's college or pro, I think that is for sure a result of not – you can't emulate game-type, you know, speed and action in practice. It doesn't matter how hard you practice. And, you know, I think we're going to see that. I think you're going to continue to see that until, you know, they're probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 games in for both college and pros. I think you're also seeing maybe coaches – maybe not as sharp as they were a season ago when they had all that preparation time. And, you know, I think that's showing a little bit too on game days.
Gino, you're just talking about Dan Quinn. Gino, you're talking about Dan Quinn with Atlanta. We all know. How the hell can you come? Can you let you lose that game, bro? Come on.
Actually, I was. It was more of at the Georgia Tech Florida State game. I mean, Florida State Blackman's a good quarterback. I mean, the kid can throw it. He can run. Great athlete. Now they put in Norvell puts in their backup quarterback to run like quarterback design running plays, and this dude's fast. He's like 4.2, 4.1 speed. It looked like. But I'm like, if that guy's on your sideline, why don't you line him up at tailback? Use him at scat back. Why would you take out Blackman? It's not like you're taking out Gino Toretta, a pocket passer, to put in this guy that's going to run a 4.1 in Wildcat. Like stuff like that, to me, it's like, you know, it's just kind of head-scratching moments. And like you said with Quinn, you see a lot of that because I don't think that they're, you know what I mean? They haven't gone through enough of these reps where, you know what, all right, this is probably a bad decision, so I'm not going to make that one.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. What'd you think of the new turnover chain? Entire state of Florida, baby.
I thought it was nice. I did like it. I was wondering, like, who has done all the ink on Borregales? Holy crap! Between our punter and our kicker, Homeboy's right? got more tattoos. And all I could think about, man, when I was in college, if I had a spare $20, it wasn't going for a tattoo. It was going, you know, to go out or something. I don't know. Those things are expensive, aren't they, Hawk?
Different. You're asking me? Different.
Oh,
different
Gino,
times,
tatted up. He got thug life across his chest.
Chittick, didn't Ohio State get put on probation because Pryor was all tatted up and he was getting them free? I mean, yep. That was kind of my first thought.
Did you have to pay for your tattoos, Crowder? Statute of limitations is over.
So, Gino, the defense of the Hurricanes on Saturday night, we just
can never
can
slip
I say away.
Are all sponsored by Club Risque of 75.
Yes, but don't eat the potato salad. That's the rule in Club Risque.
Oh, my God. Their billboard budget was unheard of back in the day. couldn't drive anywhere in North Florida. They were all over the place. Gino Toretta. So what you saw again? We're out of time, but you saw FSU that first week. I mean, they don't scare you. I mean, rivalry game. Obviously, you always get up for that. But man, they just I don't know. They lost a game they shouldn't have lost.
I would say this: they need to be a lot more focused. They do have talent. There's no question. Okay. They have talent all over the field, and I think that. You know, you get it all going in the right direction. I think, yeah, they have the talent to beat any team in the country. I think that they do have that. It's just they got to get it all working together. But to Channing was going to say something about our defense. I was very impressed with our defense against Louisville at the tackles they were making, especially secondary guys coming up holding and stuff and support. I'm like, okay, you need that stuff. When guys break outside and you're like one-on-one, It seemed like our guys were ready. I did like seeing that on from the defensive side of the ball.
All right, Gino Toretta and Ed Reed look good on that sideline too, Crowder.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
He looked good on that sideline. That's all I'm telling you.
His little hoodie on, talking to the referees. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I love that.
With no mask, the kids get put on probation if they don't have their mask on the sideline. They'll show Ed Reed on the sideline for like
his beard. Virus can't get through that beard. Virus can't get through the beard.
Ed Reed licked a kid's face, I think, and they didn't
say
nothing.
He did not. How dare you? Listen, when you walk on the floor of the tavern in the Grove, you build up an immunity. And there's very...
I want to know if Bill Belichick and Ed Reed cut their hoodies with the same scissors. It just seems like we could cut a they could cut a straight line on their sleeves when they're trying to show off their guns. You know what I mean?
How about the way Belichick was wearing his mask last night? He was wearing it like the Lone Ranger at one point. It was over his eyes.
Hey, did you see Andy Reid's? Andy Reid ain't messing around. He's got the full PPE shield on.
He looks like a welder. I think he's going welding after the game.
It was fogging up in week one, so he had to put some anti-mask or anti-fogging spray on his goggles.
Yeah, no fog this week. He had no fog.
All right. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. Thanks, Gino.
See you guys.
UMFSU week is always fun.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pet health insurance.
That's the white thing.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We're cracking one open tonight. We just put in Raiders plus +4.
Oh, oh, I love it.
See what happens.
And Michael Thomas is out. The best, the biggest offensive threat for the
Look
Saints has an ankle injury. Baby Hawk, I think we got some bread tonight.
Look at that. No, don't do that. Don't do
oh, never
that.
Never mind. I don't know what's going to happen. I forgot. I can jinx
that. How yeah, dare you?
I'm sorry. You taught me
You know better than
I,
that. You yeah, know better man. Than that.
I get excited.
All right. Well, don't. Hit the car alarm.
Let the tingle go away. I got to let my tingle go away.
Let the tingle go away. covered a lot of ground on a reaction Monday, if you will. This is I'm not kidding you. This is gonna be an unbelievable week. Now, if the Heat lose Wednesday, if they lose Wednesday, because Gordon Hayward gets more time to recover now these few days. I'm telling you, if they lose Wednesday, are you going to feel very nervous?
No.
Okay.
Bro, what if they dominate? Like, Boston dominated game 3. That's what was...
I disagree. Boston, I don't think Boston dominated game 3.
Bro, don't let that last minute when we were in within 4 points fool you, bro. They dominated the entire game.
The Heat,
come on, Solana.
The Heat missed, 30-something three-pointers? Like, that won't happen again. This team is a good, very good three-point shooting team. Their shots weren't falling, and your best player, Jimmy Butler, had an off night.
He had an off night, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll miss that many three-pointers again. And I don't think Jimmy Butler will play that poorly again.
I just don't want to see it become a three-game series. That's I really don't want to see it become best of three.
It sounds like you guys are losing your guts. That's what it sounds like.
No, I got guts. Let me check my pocket here.
If you got
I got guts. Yeah, I got guts. I got my guts. More guts last week. I had a bigger supply of guts. I had an extra large.
Fry lovers, the big ones they give you, the fry lover fries. Yeah, Hawk. But Solana, those
I got
turnovers.
A lunch portion. I have a lunch portion of guts.
Boston converted every turnover into points in game 3. Every single time they stole the ball, every single time anything happened, Boston went down on a fast break and scored. That can't happen. That's what scares me, is that their defense tightens up and the Heat can't do nothing.
But you'd agree a lot of Miami's turnovers weren't because Boston ramped up defensively. However, I'm not trying to take away from Boston, but a lot of those turnovers were Jimmy Butler, again, off night, just dribbling the ball out of bounds.
Lazy basketball.
Right. Yep. And that is not what the Heat have done so far in this bubble and through their first 11 games before the other night. I just don't see it happening again that way, where everything was gifted to Boston to seal off the game. And they almost blew it at the end. Miami was one possession away had they made a three.
That's the crazy part of it. That's right. The got to make Boston nervous. Like, every time they've got them knocked down, they somehow pop back up. But anyway, Heat on Wednesday, Dolphins Thursday night football, Canes FSU Saturday. So it'll be Heat Wednesday and Friday, right, Solana?
Correct.
Yeah, Wednesday and Friday. Wow, this is some week of sports.
Heat Wednesday, Dolphins Thursday, Heat Friday, Canes Saturday. We got us a week, baby.
We have a week of sports, man. A week of sports. So what's coming up? You got Larry Bluestein coming up on 560 The Joe.
Yeah, you got Larry Azul and the South Florida High School Sports Show coming up.
You didn't just do that, did you?
He did Spanish Blue, huh? That's what he did.
That's what I call it.
Larry Azulstein.
Yeah, I mean, it's Larry Azul.
All right.
coming up on 560 The Joe, South Florida High School Sports Show.
Actually, Larry is interviewing my new head coach because my high school team, we had to transition to another organization, and Mario Smith, the head coach of True Prep Academy, is on with Larry tonight. So he's my new head coach. Yeah,
very cool. Great. All right, so Larry Bluestein and South Florida High School Sports Report coming up on 560. Best of the Ticket coming up on the ticket?
Best of the Ticket with Daniel Day coming up on the ticket.
All right. And then Monday Night Football tonight on either of the stations?
I need a lifeline again, Dan Day. Dan Day.
Why you had to go deep?
Tonight, 560 The Joe, Monday Night Football.
Yep.
560 The Joe. All right. Monday Night Football. There you go. That's going to do it for us on this Reaction Monday. More talk about the Dolphins, the Canes, the Heat, the Marlins. That's all coming tomorrow on the show. Everybody have a great and safe night. If you missed Clay Ferrero, who was on with us, or Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, we highly suggest you go to the radio.com app and either subscribe to our podcast, it's free, or use the radio.com rewind feature and go back and listen to anything you may have missed. All right, that'll do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
Hawk, how many times you got to hit it to wife her?
Tell you what, I hit it three times, I'm a wife him.
Whitmo.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.